If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want to hire and build a great sales team. You're going to hear two voices. The first, Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp, Africa's largest and most successful business incubator. And the second, Kumaran Padiyachi, CEO of Spartan SME Finance. This is an extract from a recent deep dive event focusing on hiring for growth.
It depends on your industry. And we've learned that there is a fundamental difference between types of salespeople. So there is a complex salesperson who is very different to someone who's selling, do you want to buy a widget? They're very different types of salespeople. So the first is to discern which you are and which is the most appropriate type of salesperson. In the solution selling environment, generally the salaries are higher because the lead time, the sales cycle is generally a lot longer and they have to live in between the sales. Point number one is choose correct. Point number two is the culture fits to your organization. So as part of our sales process, the individual meets the rest of the sales team and they decide, can I work with them? Because if you're building a team, the team will crush a bad person anyway or crush somebody that culturally doesn't fit and then you have to start again. So a thing that we've learned is to get the sales team to endorse or not endorse that individual. I don't want that person in our team. And we give them that veto, which is quite weird. You've gone through all this and then they can say no. But if you've got a mature team who is not competitive at an immature level, then they will generally see that person as an enhancement to the team. So culture is the second thing is for culture. The third is for many reasons, and I won't go into all of them. I don't hire from our industry. In certain industries, service us better than other industries. First of all, it means I don't have to unlearn what they knew before. Second of all, I just have a particular problem with somebody who's moved around and I was at this one and then I was at that one and then I've been through that movie before in a previous business where we were technically going to hire people from that. And if you go to any bank, and if there's anybody from a bank now, if you test their DNA, they've got like APSA in them, Standard Bank, they've been everywhere, especially at the senior level. They just move around. Some mornings they probably wake up and go to the wrong bank and go, oh shit, like I left there 2 years ago. Okay. So I don't like that for that reason. I like them pure and then to me it's about can I work with you? Can I work with this individual? Can I see myself working with this individual? Can they teach me something? Can I learn something? Can they bring something to us? And ideally, they've got a network. I don't hire because of it. And many people hire because of it. They say, oh, I've got this big network and I know so and so. And then when they're hired, you know, they never bring them in. I don't like those people. You look for people where they've built strong networks over years and they see themselves as professionals. There are two types of salespeople. They're the smosers. You're just flipping and like it's all about making a buck. And those who build a business. And in our environment, our salespeople talk about my business. In my business, I've got this. And they literally talk about my business because they've got their clients and they make money from them every year. And it's their business. And the more clients, the more money they make. So they talk about their business. And that's a maturity. So those are just a couple of tips.
Some people have an old-fashioned conception of what an ideal salesperson is. Most times, no one has studied sales. It's not a professional qualification that you study for. That's what I mean. Yeah, and it should be. It should be. So the typical thing is generally the preconceived notion is this rah-rah person that can over-talk and all that type of thing. And the world of sales has changed. You just put yourself on the other foot when you're being sold something, whether as a consumer, as a business. And as soon as that preconceived type of salesperson, you just switch off. You can say, oh, here comes the bullshit. You know, straight away, you know, that style of acquiescing to you and overindulging you and want to please you. People don't respect it at a subconscious level. There's a book I want to recommend called The Challenger Sale. It may not apply to every sector, but they've done studies on the most effective type of salespeople. And the challenger salesperson is the one that is seen as a peer by a decision maker. And given the respect. And so it is totally counterintuitive. So the one that kind of brown noses and acquiesces and yes sir, three bags, full sir, and kind of over talks is nonsense. But the ones that ask challenging questions and gets the executive to think straight away, he's like, hang on, you're not shouting a hose pipe down me. You're getting me to think, and it requires a deep knowledge of that sector they're operating, wide general knowledge as well, and to have the confidence to ask a challenging question. Salesperson generally doesn't want to. If I ask him, he's going to think I'm rude and he's going to chase me away and, I don't want to do that. But if I'm having a proper conversation, I'm going to ask you the difficult question, because now you enter another realm of, hang on, this guy is not like this other car kind of salesman. This is a different category. Now the conversation starts kicking. And so I would urge you to read that book, The Challenge of Sale, and read the stats and the studies, and it's counterintuitive. You have to be very brave to do that type of move, but I would swear by that.
And there's another HBR, Harvard Business Review, put out about a year ago, maybe more, a whole piece on ideal salespeople from research. And we've used all that as part of our selection process. But one of the things which I see is the extrovert is the worst kind of salesperson because they don't listen. Mm. The introvert might not communicate strong enough. The ambivert, the person in the middle, is the ideal person. So look for the ambivert.
After nearly two decades and over 13,000 businesses supported on their growth journeys, Alon Reyes has a depth of experience and understanding that is hard to match. The Deep Dive event series was born out of Alon's frustration with the superficial soundbites and book-selling pseudo-wisdom that seems to dominate the headspace and ecosystems of the entrepreneurs his organization serves. If you would like to attend a Deep Dive event or simply find out more about it, head over to raisecorp.com. Alternatively, follow RaiseCorp on your favorite social media platforms for updates and more releases like this one.